DNR Secretary Daryl Bazell says there's still no evidence that CWD has infected any wild deer outside a 389-square-mile area in southwestern Wisconsin. And even in what's known as the eradication zone, he says the percentage of infection is only 3%.
Even within that area, we know that 97 out of every 100 deer does not have CWD.
Bazell was fielding questions on a Wisconsin Public Radio call-in program. He urged hunters to have faith in the butchering techniques the department is suggesting both they and processors use to prevent contact with the prion that causes the disease. He says if hunters bone out their deer, dispose of the brain, and avoid cutting through the spinal column, spleen, and lymph nodes, they should be safe.
It is not in the blood, and there's no relationship with the blood. And again, probably most importantly, the prion is not in the meat itself. And again, there's no evidence that suggests that the prion can jump to humans as it does in mad cow disease.
But that reassurance apparently isn't enough for many meat processors. Mike Straka runs Straka Meats just north of the eradication zone. In an average year, he earns $300,000 processing venison. But this year, he won't handle any deer carcasses because the people he sells beef and pork to are worried his knives and saws might spread CWD.
People are so worried about this. They really don't want them carcasses going through the plant where, say, their beef is going through or their pork is going through, or if they're buying some retail meats, they'd like to get some more answers.
Straka says he hopes new research provides some of those answers soon so that next year he can go back to processing venison. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.